This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
So, I feel like I'm more open-minded to believing in ghosts just because my mother was an avid ghost believer, but usually I feel like it takes a lot for me to buy the idea that ghosts exist and such. Anyways, so this story takes place my freshman year of college. This is about 4 or 5 years ago. I'm now graduated. The campus I went to was known to be a historical college, so a lot of the buildings had been there for a while. The dorm I was specifically assigned to live in my freshman year was the oldest dorm on campus. It was one of the first ones. That's kind of relative. I thought it was important to mention. And then the second important thing to mention before I dive into the story is the layout of my dorm. It's like two cinder block rooms kind of next to each other. And in the first one, you walk in and there are two desks. And then on the other opposing side of the room, in the corner, there is like a bathroom, sink, and mirror. And then you can go into a room from that first room that was a shared bathroom space with like a really small shower and a really small toilet. And then connected to the first room is the second room where the beds are. And that's the entire dorm, basically just these two cement rooms next to each other. So anyways, I was working on campus quite a lot, and so I really didn't get home until later. So I came home at work. It was like 11 p.m. It was another day. I had done classes. It was a weekend. I was excited to go out. So I come back. I'm talking to my roommate. My roommate's sitting behind me at one of those desks. And like I said, that bathroom sink was kind of in the corner of the first room. So if you're at the sink and somebody's sitting at the desk in the same corner, you can kind of look back and, you know, see that desk. So, you know, I'm washing my face. I'm taking my makeup off. You know, getting ready to go out, and I'm taking my contacts out. I'm very hard of seeing. I have a really extreme prescription. Without my glasses, I really can't see anything. It's just very, it's all blurry. So I'm taking my contacts out. I'm washing my face, and I'm talking to my roommate who's sitting in the desk, and I'm looking up and looking at her in the mirror to talk to her. And as I'm washing my face, I look up to look at her, and I see a flash of what looks like red behind me, and it runs from behind me into our bedroom area, which was that second cement room kind of connected. The only thing that connected those was a doorway, like a doorway. There was no hall or anything. So I'm sitting there. I see the red. You know, I'm really hard of sight, so I tend, when I have my glasses off, you know, things always look funky. So in my mind, that's how I'm justifying it. Oh, you know, it was probably something regular, but the fact that my contacts are out, you know, that's probably what it was. So I wouldn't have said anything, but then my roommate goes, you know, there's just a very heavy silence that overtook the room, and it was really tense all of a sudden, and she says, "Did you see that too?" And at this point, I was so unbelievably freaked out because I didn't say anything. I didn't even make a face. I just carried on as if nothing had happened, and I said, "What?" And she said, "Like red hair?" And I was like, oh, my God. And then the rest of the night, we were both so beyond freaked out that we moved our mattresses into the front room because we were so scared because we saw whatever it was run into our bedroom. We stayed with the lights on the entire night. Neither one of us could sleep. And, you know, the next day comes by, and I have the most awful, gruesome, like, scary nightmare I've ever had in my entire life. I remember it so vividly because I had to call my mom after, you know, the morning of and just talk to her about it because it had shaken me so unbelievably. And anyway, so the dream, so this is directly after, this is the night directly after everything had happened. So in my dream, I wake up in my bed, in my dorm, I go, everything's normal, I'm walking, and then I see that my front dorm room, and this is in the dream, the front dorm, like, bedroom door was open. So just wide open. And, you know, I mean, that's scary. Like, why would my door to my, you know, dorm be open? So I'm walking to go check it out in my dream. And then I see that the bathroom door is open. And I go into the bathroom in my dream. And there's a pool of blood in front of the toilet. Like, just a big pool of blood. I don't know. And anyway, so I continue walking out the front door to see what's going on. And I'm looking around, and I look down, and in my dorm, there was a rec room, and then a door that you would have to scan your ID to get in, and then the long hallway, which was all the dorms. So I'm looking down this hallway to where the door with the rec room, and the door is open, and it's held open by my RA. And she's sitting there, and she's, like, looking at a clipboard, and she looks and catches sight of me in the hallway, and immediately this look of panic spreads across her face, and she immediately motions me, "Bill, come here," you know, like, flailing her hands, motioning me for me to come towards her. And so I start running towards her. And I just remember this innate sense of fear that, like, consumed my whole body in this dream. And then something happened. I felt, like, a pain in my back. And I assumed that I had been shot or stabbed or something along those lines. I was hurt gravely. And then I woke up in my dorm, and I was so beyond freaked out, and I, you know, me and my roommate ended up looking online, because the dorm was really old, like I said, so I was like, maybe something happened here, and if I had not seen it with my own eyes, and the fact that she had said something, my roommate had said something when I didn't say anything, I wouldn't have believed it. And so I'm looking, I'm like, maybe something happened here. And I couldn't find any stories of any violence or student death that had occurred in the building or anything of that nature. And, you know, it never happened. I mean, that was in the very beginning of the year, and I continued living there the rest of the school year, and I didn't have any weird occurrences. It did get to a point where I just hated being alone in the dorm. So if my roommate, you know, had gone home for the weekend or whatever, I would make somebody sleep over. I would invite one of my girlfriends over and, you know, sleep. I always felt uncomfortable in my room, just because I was so scared. But nothing ever happened again. I went on to live in a different dorm, on the same campus, like, the next year, and I didn't see anything. So, yeah, I guess that was my one ghost experience. And that is truly the only time I can say that anything like that has ever happened to me. But yeah, I would love, I hope this gets onto your show, and if possible, please let me know. I do listen often, but I do have a pretty demanding job, so I don't have all of the free time in the world. But if you do have a chance and you do use the show, I would love for you guys to let me know. But yeah, thank you so much for listening if you got this far. And I swear with everything that everything I just said is completely 100% true. Hopefully it makes for an interesting story. All right. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.